10 minutes after 8, and we just listened to your Christmas recording from the Dalkeys and the Van Hollas and all the activities of the weeks before Christmas. And just now, I'm going to do a sneaky backup job because we ran out of tape on Christmas Day when we were down at Diane's opening our presents. Say something, Heidi. Say something, Heidi. Is Heidi a good dog? Heidi's a good dog. She's a wonderful dog. She'll sit there and wag her tail at you, but you can't hear her tail wagging. She won't bark like Christy did. I noticed at the beginning of the record that I caught the time, but missed the fact that I said that this is New Year's Eve. But you'd never guess it around here. It's as quiet as a dead church. And here right now is the fire. Listen. Cracks and pops is the way the wood and the cracks in the fireplace. Sometimes it sounds like popcorn, sometimes it's almost loud as firecrackers. Back to Christmas Day again. I'm going to try and fill in the places that we left off on our tape when it ran out of tape. I'm going to try and remember things we did. And I was telling Diane just before I left, I says, I enjoyed the yummy good things out of the kitchen as much as opening the presents. As far as good things, I'm going to try to remember what we had to eat down here. It was kind of smorgasbord style. We had baked beans and ham and two or three Jell-O sandwiches, salads, and I made some delicious seafoam cookie candy combination stuff. Oh, it's really good. It's neither cookies nor candy. It's kind of a mixture of the two. But she made a batch, and it was so good, I said, oh, I'll make another batch of that. Kind of dippy things, like chips and crackers and two or three different kinds of dip and a big bowl full of all kind of relishes and some really hot, hot peppers. Made some more punch, but left out the smashed bananas like we had at the Christmas program. Oh, yes, Mother made an angel food cake with strawberry glop on top and looked real delicious. And when we first got to Danny's house, her refrigerator was so full that we took it over to the music house and put it in the little refrigerator there. And promptly forgot about it, so we never did have angel food with strawberry goo for Christmas. I'm going to try and get on some of the gifts that I couldn't get on Christmas because I ran out of tape. I got some red fuzzy wuzzy slippers that look like miniature aminals. Shaggy. Keep your feet warm. Mother gave Daddy a pair of pajamas and a calendar with beautiful pictures of Arizona on. Just country and the red mountains. It's really beautiful. Each page is some part of Arizona. Stationery from Diane. It's a little country girl putting a letter in a box. Mailboxes. Ours is hit every time the big snow plow comes down the road and knocks it galley west. It broke the post a couple times and Daddy has to fix it over again. Sometimes I think those snow plows aim for mailboxes and compare notes with each other after the day's work to see who hit the most mailboxes along the road. I gave Mother a lovely white sweater with dolman sleeves. The Valley dusting powder. It really smells good. I racked the chilly nights around here. Mother and Daddy gave me two long flannel nightgowns to keep me cozy. Chilly. Just looked at the thermometer a while ago. All of 6 degrees. We have snow drifts from 3 to 4 foot around here. The wind blows up. Bad storm Sunday. It shut the power off down at the church. With no heat, we couldn't have a church service.
Hello, our loved ones, this New Year's Eve. We're snowed in, snowed out, and snowed under. We couldn't even go any place if we wanted to or have anyone in because they couldn't possibly get here. Diane and all of them were going to come up the 23rd, and it was really bad, and they couldn't make it. fact, I worked Saturday night, and Sylvia and I stayed in with me that night, and we didn't get home till about 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. And then, of course, as Sylvia told you, we did get down to Danny's for Christmas, but we got back home, and it's been bad ever since. Sylvia and I had sort of had a sneaky idea that we might do a little after Christmas bargain shopping, but we didn't even get to do that because we haven't been able to get out of the house. It's 10 o'clock here now, New Year's Eve, and it's quiet as a mouse, and I think Sylvia sort of hoped we'd have some kind of open house or have something at the church, but the weather has just prohibited anything and everything. So we're sitting here watching TV, and now maybe Sylvia and I'll have a cup of tea. And Pappy doesn't want anything because he feels punk. He had his tooth taken out before Christmas, and it still has been hurting, and it's almost 2 weeks now, and it just won't quit hurting, so he doesn't feel too good. And I guess he doesn't care whether it's New Year's or new something. Yeah, Sylvia says maybe 4th of July. No, I think he wishes it was 4th of July. We wouldn't have all this snow. Shannon and Jenny was going to come up Sunday, and the weather was so bad they couldn't come. And then they're going to come after New Year's, we hope. In one of these avalanches that occurred on Saturday, is not too far from us. There's Park City, then West Park City, where they have the big ski run. And one young man, three of them were instructors, and they were skiing in an area by themselves, and the avalanche came down, killed one, injured one, and the other one dug himself out. And they were on the air Saturday night. And this thing was pretty serious.
Let's go, yeah. Happy New Year.
We're all together now. Happy New Year, everybody.
All right. Happy New Year.
Well, I didn't think they could hear it. What do you think? Come on.
Happy New Year.
Hello, you dum-dums. Happy New Year. That song you heard just before, Pappy, I was real in tune there, and that was pretty. Did you notice that after the old man died? That's just the way I feel. So I'll be seeing you.
Sylvia's looking disgusted at Pappy. Goodbye, bad. 73. Hello, 74. Happy New Year to all of our loved ones in Michigan.
You're lucky you got that on there. It's going to run off.
Wait till I just got my wind. I'm all out of poop here. My tooth's aching, my head feels good, and I don't know what. But anyhow, Carolyn sending this thing out to us is the best thing that ever happened. We've had more enjoyment out of this than I don't know how many Christmases put together. And I got a kick out of Joe's coat and all them presents and little giggling Alice and that there Caruso called Carl and that other guy called Eric. And I sure think that little old Triumph or whatever it was, at the Austin. Everything's backwards in that car because it came from England.
All the time we were eating supper this New Year's Eve, we had your tape recorder on the kitchen table, and we ran the tape through from beginning to end, and we enjoyed every single minute of it. And we even got Mike and Alice and Kurt and Matt on that, which wasn't too much, but maybe the next tape we'll get a little more of them on the new tape.
You know, one thing about sawing wood around here in the country, you can tell if you're sawing barn wood or not. It smells when you saw it. So I usually try and find a piece of nice pine to saw after the barn wood, counteract the stinky smell.
Now, wasn't that something? Sylvia's still out on the front porch sawing. Now, that's a little bit of the cold country coming to you firsthand.
Ain't that crazy?
I just came inside from sawing, and they want me to talk on this thing, and I'm all out of breath. Just a minute now. More or less caught my breath now. And I can tell you how I used Heidi's day. I actually put her to work for me. I got all bundled up. I had Daddy's heavy boots on to keep my feet warm, and a sweater and a big plaid lumber jacket and a wool scarf in my head, two pairs of gloves. Of course, Heidi had her regular old fur coat on. And we went out, and I was going to go back to the shop, but here's these great big old huge drifts. So I was sneaky. I walked around them where it wasn't quite so deep, only 2 foot instead of 3 foot or 4 foot deep. And then I'd call to Heidi, and she'd make a straight beeline dashing through the drifts and break the snow down for me. The temperature when I first looked at the thermometer this morning was about 10 below. Right now, at about 2:45, it's up to 10 above. We're having a heat wave. You'll never in this world guess what Pappy's doing now. He's been sitting here at the table watching TV with us, and he was cold, so he went and put his jacket on, the jacket with the hood up over his head, and he was still too cold. And he says, well, I know why we're cold down here. He says, we should be up next to the ceiling. So I went in the other room and got a 5-foot ladder and set it up in the kitchen. Now he's sitting up on top of the ladder. Temperature now is 14 below. The time is 11:30. Okay, we're gonna run this by again, kids. We recorded our lunch, in which Sylvia blew it, the whole thing. So we're gonna start over, which we have tried to do like three times.
We can't eat again.
We can't eat again, kiddies. So we're gonna sit here. And we probably won't say anything because we're mad at Sylvia. Because she screwed up this whole tape. So we'll start over. And good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
From now on, we're going to call Sylvia Helen Keller since she can't control her fingers and hands. She's got a lot on the ball.
What is the date? The 29th. Today's the 29th of January. This is Wendy speaking. My mother bawled me out for not saying my name at the other part where I talked. So now you know who I am. And the recording you heard was eating, of course. You could hear the cracker paper rattling, etc. And the pizza being swallowed. We were in Heber eating dinner and pizza and junk. And unfortunately, the music came over real good and clear, and the voices didn't come over so neat, so you get a little bit of music is about what you get. Not many talkings. And let's see, we're up at the Shriners Hospital with Grandmommy, and Mom are going to go with her and have some lunch, and we're looking at Shannon's. To the old man's hungry woman. The old man and the hungry woman. It's some kind of a restaurant or something that's supposed to be pretty nice. And I'm going back to the ranch tomorrow morning. Yeah, the old Wyoming cowboy country. And Gary's taking me back. Do they know who Gary is?
Oh, I think they do by now.
Yeah, well, Gary's taking me back along with a bunch of saddles and clothes, show clothes and all kinds of horse goodies.
I hope and he's going to bring, 12 bags of oats back?
Yeah, he's going to bring some oats home. Yeah, if the guy I'm working for has some to spare. He's got an arena full of them and a big shed full of them and a big oat holder full of them, but I don't know if he's going to have any to spare because he's got a bunch of hungry calf mouths to feed and little skinny horses running around.
Tell him how many cows.
I think he's got between 500 and 600 head of Angus cattle. He's got some Charolais, but not very many anymore. He sold most of them. And I don't know. I know I didn't write to you about the ranch, but I don't know what you've heard about it. What have they heard about the ranch?
Nothing
much. Well, it's no colder there than it is in Utah, and it's probably warmer there than it is where you're at, because the weather hasn't been bad there. And I miss my horse I'm training, so I'm going to go back tomorrow because I can't stand it anymore. Oh, yeah, we're going to Louisville, Kentucky in May the 3rd and 4th, or right around there. We're going to take this stallion. He had an invitation, the one I'm training, and so we're going to take him back, and I get to go. And there's going to be a, it's called Arabian Stallion Fair, Arabian Horse Fair or something. And there's going to be this stallion row, and it's going to have like 50 stalls and or 100 stalls or something. And you, if you take a horse, you get a stall for the horse and a stall next to the horse to put like a display or something in about the horse. And it's going to have red carpeting down the aisleway, and people are going to come and look at the different breeds of horses.
Come and see for themselves.
Yeah, why don't you come on down? It's just Kentucky. What's that? A few blocks away.
Yeah, they can make it.
We can come on down. Grandma and Grandpa Jewel's going to try to come down, and some of the folks from up around Murray there in Kentucky. And so you guys might as well come down, even if you don't like horses. That's tough. You can come anyway. Gosh, I don't know. Just a minute. I have to confer to the person here. Okay, I conferred, and we decided to come to the Chuck Wrangham Smorgasbord and get some lunch, so that's where we are. And if you remember before on the tape when we were bawling Sylvia out and we were all real mad at her because she recorded the whole lunch and didn't turn the recorder on, that's what just happened because I recorded a whole announcement and didn't turn the recorder on. So I'll record my announcement again. Mom has told you about Gary, no doubt, I guess. And so my announcement, I don't know, remember what I said last time before I turned the recorder on. But anyway, we're going to get married in September. And he's in the Navy, so he'll be gone from like the 8th of February till September or October or something. Because he's going to go over to Guam on the submarine. And he won't be back, I think, till September, but I'm not sure if it's September or what.
Stop it and play back and see if we're getting
it. Just a minute. I'm going to see if I did this right. I did. Did it right. And let's see.
He's trying to eat.
I'm eating and talking at the same time. Anyway, I think that's all I have to say for right now. So I guess Mommy is going to talk to you now.
No,
wait.
You're going to work horses till you get married.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to stay at the ranch while Gary's overseas or away. And the reason I don't know when he's coming back is because they might make him stay longer, but I don't think they will. So I'll stay at the ranch till he gets back and work the horses. And then when he gets back, he'll go to Virginia.